This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know why you're looking at me so weird about the cheese sticks, Chris. What do you mean, who does that? I do that. I'm sorry. All right. I need to clarify. Before we go into the climate change stuff and the dictionaries even getting in on politics now, these stinking communists, and we talk more about going in on the lam and the smartest way to do that, I sat down during the break and I went to our fridge and got, I'm trying to eat healthier, so I got a couple cheese sticks out of the fridge. Not the mozzarella cheese sticks, the packaged kind. Okay, we're talking fresh cheeses here. The string cheese, basically. And I went and sat back down in the chair, but I just pulled it out of the fridge, so it's cold. Everybody knows, and I mean everyone knows, cheese is best at warm, well, it's best melted, but this kind of cheese is better at warm, at room temperature. What, Chris? Chris, stop being a child. It doesn't have to be on a sandwich. It's better at room temperature than cold. But the question remains, how do you get it to room temperature quickly? I don't want to wait 45 minutes for my string cheese to go to room temperature. So Chris looks in and he sees me. I put both pieces. If you're watching on the simulcast right now, remember you can watch me do the radio show at thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. You got to go sign up for that. So yes, I did have these two pieces of cheese still in the packaging, I may point out. It's not like I put them. I took them and I put them right under my right thigh where I just now put them back. What, Chris? I know it looks like I'm pulling it out of my rear end. I'm not pulling it out of my rear end. They're sitting under my thigh, my body heat, getting them warm, getting ready for the next break where I'm just going to, I'll take both sticks of cheese at once and I'll just come all of those bad boys down in a heartbeat. Now, real quickly, we were talking about going on the lam because this New York City real estate developer took off with $4 million. And I said, you can't go to Mexico. So Chris was kind enough. By the way, I just want to apologize to Premier. Please don't look at the internet history here in the studio. Chris started looking up non-extradition countries where we can escape to. They all suck, Chris. There's a lot of crappy countries. Okay, Russia, China. I'm not going to any of those places. Madagascar. I'm not going to... No, Chris, Madagascar, I have news for you. It's different than the movie, than the cartoon. I promise it's not the same. No, Madagascar sucks. There's a bunch of places that look like they suck. And Africa, like virtually all of Africa's non-extradition. But I was thinking, well, I could probably do okay in a place like Egypt. There's a lot of history there and whatnot. No, Egypt, of course, Egypt will kick you out. Morocco, you said? I don't know where that is, but it sounds exotic. I want to go to Morocco. I bet they have delicious coffee. It sounds like a place with delicious coffee. What, Chris? It's in Africa, too? Oh, dang it. Well, anyway, I don't think we're going on the lam. Let's go talk about something else really quickly. The climate change death cult stuff. I've been on this for a long time. Remember, when I call it a death cult, this is what I mean. Carbon. The carbon you're breathing out right now, the carbon plants breathe in and then produce oxygen. It's not a poison. It's not harming the earth. It's not changing the climate. It's not changing the weather. These are lies you've been fed from everywhere. However, the climate change people have decided it is. And they've decided that oil and gas, the oil and gas industry, is the main culprit. Now, I want you to understand something, and there are graphs all over the internet if you want to look this up. When we talk about oil and gas, it's so much more than you filling up your car, than jet fuel, boat fuel. It's so much more. Oil, they use oil to make virtually everything. That hand sanitizer you've been drowning yourself with, plastics, the cell phone, I mean,
everything, society, the society of the world, it's all made with oil. You cannot declare war on oil without declaring war on humanity itself. You can't attack or try to reduce oil without killing people, large quantities of people. If the climate change people, if the climate change communists were allowed to go through with everything they want, the elimination of the oil industry, if they were allowed to go through with that, the resulting death total from that alone would be by a million times greater than Hitler, Mao, Stalin combined could ever have produced. We're talking a billion people would die. Bare minimum, a billion. When you see any climate change activism out there, I don't care if it's from some scumbag politician. I don't care if it's from the news, an entertainer. I don't care if it's from, oh, my nice aunt who just wants to save the planet. You need to understand you are dealing with a genocidal maniac, whether they know it or not. And frankly, that's irrelevant. I don't care whether or not you know you're trying to kill a billion people. If you are in a war against carbon, against oil, you are trying to murder a billion people. A billion. A number, a genocide on a level the world has never seen before and would never see again. It is the deadliest movement in the history of the world. Now, that's bad enough. What makes it worse is this. It's institutionalized now at every level. At every level. This is no longer some hippie chick on the corner holding up a homemade poster board with her armpit hair saying, "Save Mother Earth." No, this is the president.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window.
This is the president's climate advisor.
He's going to make it clear that just because Congress couldn't get it done, he is going to move forward with every power available to him to make the change and the shift to clean energy.
This is the transportation secretary.
The more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
This is the Pentagon spokesman.
The Pentagon has noted, not just in this administration, but even the previous one, that climate change is a national security issue.
This is the NBC News report.
As the nation swelters through this heat wave, any immediate climate action is on the ropes after two stinging defeats. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from Coleridge, West Virginia, today defending his decision to block President Biden's climate legislation, including tax incentives for wind and solar power and electric vehicles. Add to that the Supreme Court limiting the EPA's ability to regulate carbon emissions from power plants, the nation's second largest source of the gases driving climate change.
Climate change always seems to be the issue that we can put off until tomorrow. That we at the point that we can no longer put off acting on climate change.
It is time to start treating these people as the national security threat they are. We are talking about the death of a billion people. The stakes could not possibly be higher. That's what's at stake right here. And it doesn't matter how many facts you point out to them, how many for the oceans haven't risen. It doesn't matter what you point out to them. Either they stop their climate change activism or they should all be treated as national security threats. This is the fight of our time. And of course, I know you're going to find this shocking. Of course, the World Economic Forum has gotten in on the action. Oh, did I mention they just partnered with the United Nations? In case you thought all this stuff was some distant future dystopian hellhole that'll happen 100 years from now, the WEF just partnered with the UN to make sure all these things are implemented by 2030. 8 years from now, this genocide I just discussed of a billion people It isn't 100 years in the future. It's not 100 years in the past. It's about to happen right now. Wrap your mind around that. All right. The dictionary. Prisoners and emails. Yeah, we're all over the place. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. There's something else that's to come on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Your allergies. Yes, we're going to talk about your allergies. I know what you're going through. I do. I'm going to read you this email. Hi, Jesse. I wanted to give you an update on my son's Eden Pure that he uses in his taxidermy bug room. In that room, he has a bug zapper to kill the flies that are attracted to the odor. While the smell is relatively gone, the interesting part is the flies now aren't even attracted to come into the room. Bottom line is they work, and I can't endorse them anymore. Thanks for advertising such good products. This thing cleans your air, and it cleans it of a lot more than just odors. My allergies are gone. I don't have them anymore. You see me on the simulcast? How do my eyes look right now? Go to EdenPureDeals.com and get yourself a 3-pack of these. Put them all over your house and your office. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. Gets you $200 off that 3-pack. Go. Enjoy.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a Jesse Kelly birthday Wednesday. If you want to email the show, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Headline: New Jersey trans woman is transferred. Oh, really? Why'd this trans woman have to get transferred? Transferred after impregnating two at the woman's prison. Look, as I've mentioned so many times before, honestly, it applies to the climate change stuff. It applies to this stuff. It's not that we have nuts out there. We have a bunch of nutballs in our society, but every society has had a bunch of nutballs in it. Doesn't matter what time period you're in. It's not that we have nuts in our society. It's that the nuts now run our society. I mean, my goodness. Our prison systems, they're putting dudes in with women because they claim to be trans. They put a dude who still had all his, all the tools in the tool belt. They put a dude in a woman's prison. These people are out of their minds. This is some kind of serious mental illness. Oh, hold on. Let me check on the cheese sticks that are under my thigh. Looks like they're just about to room temperature, Chris. Nailed it. It's not a mental illness, Chris, to want room temperature cheese. You remember what I said back in April, right? Do you remember when I said this? This was from my TV show. Remember, I have a TV show every night on the first TV.
There is no bigger death cult on the planet right now than climate change people.
I'm not going to repeat myself and play the whole thing. I just cut it off. I really like the sound of my voice. Dear Jesse, my 16-year-old is standing at 6'4", size 13 shoe, and horrible to find 29 by 36 pants. He probably has at least one more growth spurt before he's done. We've informed him there aren't any beds made for that height. He holds you in high regard. Please inform him as well of the hardship he faces looking for comfortable beds. You can say my name and his. Her name's Brandy and his name's Aaron. She says, P.S. Jesse Kelly burgers are on our menu rotation. Well, yes, Brandy, I know they are because you're an American. All right, Aaron, let me tell you something. You short people, midgets, I'll call you. You midgets, you don't understand the hardship demigods, is that fair? We demigods go through. We tall people. I mean, the world, remember, is built on us. What, Chris? What's the cutoff? Well, for women, there is no cutoff because short women are dimes too. Tall women are dimes. Women, it doesn't really matter. I mean, there are limits, right? There are definitely limits. I don't want to be carrying you around in my carry-on bag. But for a dude, anything under 6 feet is short. anything under 6 feet is short. But at 6 feet, you can't call yourself tall either. You're not really one of the talls unless you're 6'4 or above. That's the demigod status. Like me. That's me. That's who they are. So, Aaron, let me talk to you real quick, buddy, and tall people everywhere. The world's made for us. We'll be in positions of leadership. Don't shake your head, Chris. We'll be in positions of leadership our entire lives. We'll drive fast cars. We'll marry beautiful women. We'll make a bunch of money. We'll have healthy kids, smart kids. The world is ours. We'll be CEOs and senators and presidents. But there are definitely drawbacks in the midgets of the world. They don't understand what these drawbacks are. One, buying pants. You've never had to do anything special to buy pants in your life. You walk into JCPenney or something like that and walk over the pants section and find your size and you buy the pants. I haven't store-bought a pair of pants since I was probably 15 or 16 years old. My pants all have to be special ordered from somewhere because I'm so long. What, Chris? Chris said, isn't that a boon? Because clothes shopping sucks. It is and it isn't. I'll tell you where it really kills you now. I mean, yeah, you have the online shopping, which makes life easier. But I'll tell you where it really kills you is when you get in a bind. Because I'm a super light packer because I don't like checking bags. So I'll go two, 3 days at least and not check a bag. But that means I shortchange myself on some things. Now, you can't shortchange yourself on the underwear and socks and things like that. But I won't bring a pair of pants for every day. So if I happen to be, I don't know, eating, I'm world famous for getting food splatter on my shirts and pants. Doesn't matter how careful I am, I'm dropping things on myself. Let's say I have a pair of khakis. This happened to me in Florida, and I'm eating some seafood, and I drop some lovely garlic butter shrimp from Red Lobster in my lap. I now need pants. Well, that's a big deal if I can't walk in a place and actually buy pants. So anyway, you midgets will never understand. We can't buy pants. We hit our head on doorways all the time. Amusement parks. The wife took the kids a couple years ago to Universal Studios in Florida. I couldn't go. I was doing my show. I had a bunch of work stuff going on. But they came back and they said, oh, it's so much fun. It's so awesome. And I said, oh, cool. I want to go next time. I want to go if I have time to go. And they said, oh, sorry, you can't. I said, well, what do you mean I can't? I exceed the height limit on basically half the rides in a theme park. You midgets, have you ever walked in a theme park and been rejected because you're too tall? No, I mean, they may make you go to the kiddie section, but you've never been rejected because you're too tall. And flying is brutal. And because it's so brutal now, I almost have to, if I can't get an emergency exit row seat, which I try to get, I really have to fly first class. Well, first class tickets costs like double the money of regular tickets. You don't realize how expensive first class tickets are, especially if you're taking a long flight. Let me tell you what, I hate to sound like Jewish producer Chris here. It hurts to put that confirmation, to click that confirmation button on there. It hurts, and it hurts bad. All right. The dictionary is actually getting in, or they've been in on the culture war, but they're getting in on this insanity. Again, back to what I was talking about. Insanity now is no longer the nut job on the street corner we all point and laugh at. The people who run our institutions now, they're all insane. These people are nuts. They're just wrecking us. You're not going to believe the latest. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, that cheese is so delicious now that it's room temperature, Chris. Too bad you eat cold cheese over there like some kind of peasant. Anyway, here's Joe Biden.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why I can't for the longest time. Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Hold on. Chris, does Joe Biden have cancer? Did he not just say he has cancer? Chris, did he have cancer and we missed it? Chris, would you please look this up? Okay, all right, I'm sorry to do this on the fly. I probably should have reviewed this on the show, and I played this earlier and I somehow missed it. Did Joe Biden just say he has cancer?
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Okay, so he had a non-melanoma skin cancer removed before he took off. Okay, all right. I was not aware. All right. Email. Dear all-knowing Oracle, I need your help, all-knowing Jesse. I'm a 13-year-old boy that's been listening to your show for a while now, and I've heard you say our military is rotted filth. I've grown up loving the military and wanted to join forever, but now hearing what they teach you there and going off what you say, I'm not so sure about doing it anymore. What do you say to it? Says, I can say his name from your communist-hating fan, Cooper. Cooper, I'm never going to tell you don't join the military. I joined. And the young men like you who want to join for the right reasons. I'm telling my sons not to join. Look, when they turn 18, they're going to do what they want anyway, but I'm advising them against joining. When you join the military, at least how it has been, is, look, it's a hard life, depending on what you choose to do. It's a rough life. It's outstanding for young men to learn that kind of responsibility, to acquire some of those skills, toughness, teamwork, things like that, a life of service, adventure. These are good things for young men, good things. But there is now and always has been a drawback to it, a serious drawback to it. When we were in the Marines, the Marine Corps abbreviation, I'm sure as you've seen, is USMC, obviously United States Marine Corps. Do you know what our instructors used to tell us when we were in the School of Infantry? After boot camp, if you're in the infantry, you have to go to basically another boot camp called School of Infantry. That's where they teach you how to throw grenades and set off claymores and do all kinds of stuff. You know what they used to tell us when they were brutalizing us in the School of Infantry? You know what they said USMC stands for? They said it stands for You Sign the Mother Beeping Contract. What does that mean? It means they own you. You will live where they tell you to live. You will eat where they tell you to eat. You have no rights, no freedom of speech, no nothing. Now, I'm not dogging on it at all. That's part of the job. That kind of service is part of the job. It comes with it. And it's healthy for young men to go through that sometimes. However, it also means this. If you find yourself under a completely corrupt regime that is using the military as one gigantic political prop so they can point to the rest of their voting base how gay they are and trans they are and pro-women they are and how much they hate whitey too and everything, which is exactly what Democrats are doing with the military, you can't do anything about that but sit there and take it. You can do nothing about that. If you even attempt to speak up about that, especially with the side you're on, they'll run you out of there with bad paperwork on the way out the door. It's difficult enough and dangerous enough to sign up for that life when you're under a questionable regime. Let's call it questionable because they're all questionable. I would find it impossible to be under that regime if it was completely rotted and corrupt like this one is. It's really bad. I'm not going to tell you to give up your dream of service, but I will tell you this. There are other ways you can taste adventure and protect your community and your country. There are other ways besides the Marine Corps. You know, the local sheriff's department is underrated. Sheriffs are a critical role in this country. We need them. We need good people in the sheriff's department. Go be a sheriff's deputy. Go be a firefighter. I mean, as we speak right now, there are dudes in a firehouse right now, chilling. They're about to get a phone call, and they're about to have to gear up and race across town with sirens blazing and try to save someone's life who might burn to death. That's not enough adventure and danger for you, young man. I'm not your dad. You discuss that with your parents. But my sons, if I have any say so, they will not be joining. Now, to what I've been telling you about. The dictionary definition of female now includes males who identify as the opposite sex. I am not making this up. The Merriam-Webster dictionary, probably the most trusted dictionary out there, has now adjusted the dictionary definition of female. This is why we're in such a pickle, because these people have ownership of every single decent institution. Think how crazy it is that you, the person who just wants to live and let live, you want to be left alone, you want to live your life, raise your family, have it. You can't even now let your child open the dictionary without it being political. These people really are a cult of death and destruction. That's what they are. They're a cult of death. They destroy everything. They destroyed the Boy Scouts, the NFL, the FBI. They're destroying the dictionary. They wrecked Sesame Street. I remember as a kid watching Sesame Street. And that even hurt a little while, because sometimes I'd get made fun of on the playground and people would call me Big Bird because I was so tall and skinny, and that's not very nice. So we're not going to talk about that right now. In all seriousness, I would sit down and watch Sesame Street as a kid and laugh and learn a couple things. Now you can't let your child sit down and watch Sesame Street without them getting political. Gosh, it just makes me daggone sick. All right. Speaking of your child and who your child is sitting down with and who my children are sitting down with and being guided by, I think it is time for us to have yet another wildly offensive conversation here on the Jesse Kelly Show, because there are some truths about humanity we don't want to acknowledge. It's just there are some things that are so painful to acknowledge, we choose to ignore them. You see this a lot now with people who used to push the pandemic stuff or fell for the pandemic fear stuff. Now, lots of them, instead of admitting they were wrong, they're just kind of quiet because it's too painful to admit you're the reason we're about to go into a Great Depression. It's too painful, so you ignore it. There's something about kids and people who look after kids we need to talk about, but we do need to talk about it. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a Jesse Kelly birthday edition of a Wednesday. If you're watching on the simulcast, you'll see the fellas got me, a couple things. One of them's very nice. The other one's not very nice. One thing they got me was a whole thing of crayons. They said, we got your lunch for you. And I thought they actually got me a nice lunch, but they didn't get me a nice lunch. It was a bunch of crayons laid out, which was mean. But they did get me this. And I guess I take back what I just said about it being nice. This looks terrible. They got me a cinnamon roll that looks old and stale. Chris probably got a discount cinnamon roll. I bet you money he did. And they somehow put, how did you guys manage to fit 41 candles in this thing? That is amazing. They put 41 candles in this thing. This thing looks like Kamala Harris. All right, we're just putting this thing aside for just a moment. Let's talk for just bear with me a second. You have 10 minutes. I know you have 10 minutes. Switch your cell phone provider. We have to be, I mean, we were just talking about how the dictionary's even tainted now. This corporate government partnership, we have got to start engaging in this fight. Part of that is putting our money where our morals are and stopping the funding of companies like Verizon or T-Mobile. These are terrible companies. Pure Talk? Pure Talk? You know I have the same 5G network as one of the big guys. I don't lose any service. I save a fortune. My bill got cut in half. And I'm funding a company that actually loves me in my country. CEO's a Vietnam veteran. And it takes less than 10 minutes. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Now, children. You love your children, right? I love my children. I never claimed to be a good father, but daggone, I love my little buddies. Snapped at them the other night. I was just in a bad mood about something. Something was on my mind, and I snapped at them. I had to go up and apologize to them. I felt bad, went to bed, and I had snapped at them, and I thought, oh, gosh, I got to go talk to my buddies and tell them I'm sorry. I love my buddies. I know you love your kids, and I think we make a mistake. I know I do, but you probably make the same mistake, too. We look at our kids or kids in general as being these precious, innocent things, and we think other people look at them that way. And I know this is very difficult to hear, but just hear me out on this. This is one you need to hear. There are so many dark parts of this world. They look at your kids as prey. They look at your children as easy marks in prey. And that's a difficult thing to admit about humanity, not just because it's dark, right? It's kind of dark. It's kind of a Debbie Downer. You don't really want to think about that. It's more than that. That's a difficult thing to think about humanity because, gosh, that makes some of the normal child activities you want to put your child in, that makes them not quite as comfortable to put your child in. And believe me, I'm not telling you to stop doing these things. I'm telling you to be aware and look into things. Does your child have a baseball coach? Okay, that's good. Look, hey, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Guys who want to coach youth sports and mentor young men, that's an awesome thing. Do you think they're all there to mentor? If you were a child predator with an interest in young boys, maybe you knew a little baseball, where would you go looking for work? We have in our area, we have a arcade, a big one of these big, it has arcade and laser tag in it. Just dominated a bunch of little kids at laser tag. I don't want to brag, but arcade and laser tag. Okay. Who would want to work there? I got to be honest. I saw a bunch of younger kids working there. That makes total sense, right? 15, 16 years old, 17 years old, good little side job. There were a couple people, though, a couple older dudes working there, definitely in their 50s, working at the laser tag counter. Why are you here? And look, I'm not accusing this guy of being a pedophile. Maybe he's a lonely old man. Maybe he's a widower. Maybe he just loves being around kids and wants to protect. And he may be a hero. But what if he's not? Your kid's music teacher. He's just teaching Aiden how to play the saxophone. How long does he spend privately with Aiden? How much does he make doing that? Look, I've told you before, I put my kids in a camp every summer. Every single summer, they go off for a week to this camp. It's heaven on earth. Highly recommend finding one like it. They go fish and swim and sing songs. And they go pray in the morning when the flag goes up. And they go pray again in the evening when the flag goes down. And it's just wonderful. I've told my kids since they went, the camp counselors, why are you here? I tell my sons before they go, this is what you should and shouldn't accept from your camp counselor. These are things you need to watch out for. The second I pick them up, I ask my sons, anything happen? Anything make you uncomfortable? Why? Because I question who wants to be at a sweaty summer camp with a bunch of 11 and 12-year-old boys. I question it. Headline. At least 181 K-12 educators charged with child sex crimes in the first half of 2022 alone. The crimes range from online filth involving kids, oh gosh, to flat out horrific assaults of children. 181. Now, obviously, I don't think you should go storming into your child's kindergarten teacher class and demanding a background check, but I think we should start watching closely, don't you? Closer than we do. And I'll say something else. And of course, this will be offensive. And I remember, I don't give a crap if you're offended. I don't care at all. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can write me and tell me. I don't care. If you have a male that has put himself in charge of your young children, you need to ask extra questions. And you need to be extra wary. If your child has a male kindergarten teacher, you need to keep a watchful eye on that. A very, very watchful eye on that. I see these horrific stories out there about daycares and things like that, and you look and it's some 45-year-old dude watching over the daycare all day long. We have got to start waking up and being aware that there are predators, there are wolves out there roaming to and fro looking for children. And that's so dark, isn't it? That's such a tough place to look. That's such a tough way to look at the world. I don't want to go dominate my sons at laser tag and have to worry about the guy at the laser tag counter. But I do, and I'm watching. And I make sure they know I'm watching, too, when I go. And believe me, they know I'm watching. All right. We're going to get to some emails. Talk a little bit more about this Biden stuff. B of A, uh-oh, that doesn't look good when it comes to forecasting. And is the Pope a vegan? Talk about a red flag. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.